Right now, love is before us, love is behind us, love is above us, love is below us, love is all around us, and love is within us. Love is the spirit and the presence and the power that gives rise to all that we experience. It is that which holds our entire universe in the perfect balance through which it exists. It is the perfection and the precision in the law of mathematics. It is the yearning that comes between not only two people, but the cells themselves. It is all that binds and grows and gives rise to the precious gift of life itself and to this universe, the Oneverse. God, whose name is love, has called you by name. Says to you, you are my beloved, you are my child. You are my child in whom I am already well pleased. Now it is for you to get to know who you are, that you might be pleased as well. So this month of transformation of our understanding of the nature of love, the practice of what it means to live in and live from this love, that we might fall in love every single day, and live from that love, that we might harness ourselves in the practices of what love is and what love is not, such that we return quickly to love when we find ourselves falling asleep, that we might return quickly to love when we find ourselves in separating thoughts, that we might return quickly to love when we find ourselves rehearsing a hurt, that we might return quickly to love is our practice that opens a portal into a kind of power that is immeasurable and rivals none. So this day we practice recognizing that love is patient and love is kind and love envies no one. Love is not boastful or conceited or rude. Love keeps no score of wrongs. So any score of wrongs that we've kept on ourselves or another, even through the power of the Holy Spirit, we release those right now. They only have power according to our attention, and we refuse now to put our attention again, and we return quickly to love. When we find our mind drifting, we return quickly to love. No score of wrongs of ourselves or anyone else, no score of wrongs. Imagine. No score of wrongs. Love is not quick to take offense. Eleanor Roosevelt said, we cause as much pain by taking offense as by giving offense. So when we become offended, we are participating in pain making. Just as we want the world to stop making war, we become the place where that occurs when we stop taking offense. For with offense, there's defense, and then we have war between ourselves and ourselves and ourselves and each other. And a world at peace means it comes from each one of us who become the place and the space where peace exists. Love takes no offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs. Love does not gloat over anyone's mistakes. Love instead brings compassion and understanding. Just like the two-year-old who's learning to run and trips and falls, every one of us makes mistakes. Love does not gloat over a mistake. Love has compassion for the learning that's required for each and every one of us. There is nothing love cannot face. Imagine that. There is nothing love cannot face. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit then to its faith, its hope, its endurance. The love that called you into being, that love is more powerful than anything you will ever face. It knows you by name. It knows everything about you. Everything, everything. And only loves you. Only loves you. It invites you again and again to the playground of this day to discover and delight in the glory and the wonder of your true being. To delight and dance in the wonder and the glory of everyone's true being. Not everyone's personality. Everyone's true being. To be able to see and recognize and call forth that true being in yourself and by your presence, calling it forth in all life. This is the administration of the Holy Sacrament. This is incarnation. This is you becoming you. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, its endurance. Love will never come to an end. Imagine that, this love. There are many things that will cease and many things that will be set down, but love will never come to an end. Putting love first then becomes a way of living. To wake in the morning with love in our heart and a gratitude for the day. And if we're not feeling love when we first wake up, to pause and simply remember that we are choosing this way of being. That out of the pattern of our past, we may wake up in mindedness that brings a sense of separation through practice. And it is easy practice because it is our nature to be in love. It is our nature to walk in this world in love. For it is of love that we are made. It is so much easier to be in love than in a problem. It takes so much less effort to be in love than in the problem. To wake in the morning and say, thank you, God, for another day of loving. To pause at noon and reflect on the mystery and the majesty of love's presence. To come home at night and give thanks for a day of co-creation in and through the power of love as you and all life. And to put your head on the pillow that night, and that night, and that night, each and every night, with gratitude in our hearts and a prayer of gratitude on our lips. This then is putting love first. And amazingly, through the harmonic of love, through the constellation of a life aligned again and again in the pattern of love, that pattern takes precedence. That pattern, through the preference we bring to it, takes precedence in our lives, and all things in our lives begin to arrange themselves according to this holy pattern and the harmony of love's presence. And we are astounded and amazed as we begin to walk in the world that is transformed by the power of the love whose name we bear. This is mastery. This is a miracle. This is love. Amen.